Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 615. I am your host, Josh Ulrich, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, is around somewhere. I'm not sure where he was or where he is. I know where he was. He was downstairs with me right before recording this. I'm assuming he's still down there somewhere. I tend to hear him coming up, though, the stairs. As he's a little noisy with the three-leg thing. It's just kind of... It's very distinct when you hear him, like, running up and down the stairs. Very distinct. Even when he's just walking, it's... It's unique. I would know... Well, I mean, I guess I would just know it was a three-legged cat if I just heard this. I mean, it could be any three-legged cat. But I feel like he's got his own gait, you know, his own personal gait. And I know it because I'm with him every day. But maybe I'd be wrong. I haven't been around other three-legged cats. Well, I mean, I have, but I haven't lived with other three-legged cats. I mean, there was Eileen that... It's over at Jackman's house that I almost ended up with. But Eileen's a little bit different. She's missing the back leg. Fox here's missing the front leg. It's slightly different. They have different walking styles. Before having a three-legged cat, I never really paid attention that much attention to how a cat walks. You know, since having a roommate of a three-legged cat, I definitely pay a lot more attention to it. And just the sound of hearing him run and walk. And fun fact, I just got him a toy the other day because I had to buy him some food. And went to the pet store. I don't buy him toys very often. But, you know, usually if I go and get him some food or whatever, I just see what kind of toys they got at the pet store or Schnucks, wherever I'm at. And, I wasn't planning on actually getting him a toy, but they had a fishing pole one that had a bobber on it that has LEDs. And I was like, ooh, that could be kind of fun for me. I used to like fishing when I was a kid. There's something to like casting out a reel that just feels nice. Like I've fished one time as an adult. I don't really want to go fishing. There's something about casting out the reel and maybe, like, just the snagging a fish and, like, reeling one in. But I don't want to actually have to, like, catch a fish, you know, sort of thing. And I have to, like, throw it back. That just seems... That's a weird fucking thing to do, you know? I can understand fishing for food. If you need food, it's a good thing. But I don't plan on flaying any fish. And that's a messy thing. I don't want the dead fish smell around. And it's all pain in the ass trying to fillet a fish and everything. And it just seems silly to go fishing and then catch a fish and then throw it back in and just, you know, hook them. That's a weird thing to do to a fish. If I'm really thinking about it, and also, you know, I don't have to deal with having to, yeah, pull a hook out of a fish's mouth and whatnot. But I don't know. There is something to the reel, though, casting out a reel. So this cat toy was great. And so far, Fox is into it. He's real picky about his toys, though. He gets, like, into it for a little bit, and then he gets bored of them very quickly. Although, if I get stuff with feathers, he's a big fan of feathers. I'm guessing because, you know, birds. He likes to kill birds. I would assume. I haven't seen him kill a bird. I know he does watch them outside the window. And, of course, if I pull up videos with birds, he usually reacts to that. So I'm assuming he's just... That's one of the things he'd love to kill. as well as mice. I mean, I've shown him videos of mice, and he definitely reacts to the mice. It's like he's a cat or something. But the fishing pole cat toy, it's pretty decent. It was like a $14 toy, which is a bit more than I usually like to spend. Usually, if it's like a $5 toy or something, I'll usually pick it up. And usually, I mean, it's the ones that he reacts to tend to be cheaper toys, and that last longer. Well, I mean, I guess the cheap ones don't last real all that much longer, but the wand toys with the feathers usually are a safe bet. Some of the more expensive toys I've gotten, he could just really give a shit less about. Or for like 5 minutes, he's like, that's cool, and then next time I pull it out, he's like, whatever, dude. Fuck off. So far, though, I've played several times with him with this fishing pole, and it's not the best reaction I've ever gotten out of him with a toy, but he's enjoying it so far. Or maybe it's the fact that I'm enjoying it. That's more of what it is. I'm casting it out, catching me a big cat. Anyway, yeah, so last week, where did I leave off? I believe I recorded right before going over to the Muffin Man's abode, visiting the old Muffin Hut, as it were. I had ran pretty far last week. I ended up doing like 30 miles, which is the most I've done in a couple of years now in a week. And I really paid the price for that one as started feeling some issues in my arm. And I believe I have tendonitis going on. I think that's more work-related overuse injury than it is running. But running seemed to have made it feel worse. I feel like I probably should have just eased into doing that kind of mileage instead of just 1 week going, hey, doing 30 miles. And just kind of work my way up to it. But, I mean, it's definitely from lifting a lot of shit. I think it's tendonitis because the way I had my doctor explain it to me years ago when I had it in my shin is that the tendon... With tendonitis, it basically stays flexed. And so you're feeling like a constant pressure from it being flexed. And you can actually manually go in and push, find where the tendon's at, and push down on it real hard. And it initially, I mean, it doesn't feel good when you do it and you find it like, ooh, shit, that's sore. That's really sore. But you can push down on it real hard and get it to actually release, unflex, as it were. And, I mean, it makes a big difference when you do that. Though, again, I am not a doctor. And maybe don't, and also, you know, if you're going to take, yeah, don't take my advice. Because, you know, just because there's many things that can happen to muscles, legs, arms, what have you. And some things you don't want to push down hard on. But tendonitis, from what my doctor had told me personally with my affliction that I had, was that I could... just release it myself. And he told me, because this was after my first marathon that I had that issue. And he said, just keep running. Quit your bitching. Push down on it. You're good to go. Which I feel is like, you know, almost like you don't need to go to the doctor. This is what I take that as. Like, just, you can fix it yourself. Which is kind of how I try to do things, you know. I don't want to have to pay a doctor. So if I can do something that fixes it myself, I'm all for it. But I think that's the issue that's going on in my arm, and I get it mainly in my right arm. I'm right-handed. I'm not a southpaw. I guess I'm a northpaw. I don't know that people refer to it as that, which is like, you know, 90-something percent of people. I don't know what the breakdown is on left-handed people, but the majority of people tend to be right-handed. We're northpawians. We're the majority. Anyway. Yeah, man, it really hurt last weekend. I didn't start feeling it until at the Muffin Man's, being there, and I brought my two of my guitars. I brought the Adam Jones Les Paul that I have, and the Epiphone Riviera that I currently have. But I'm waiting any moment for a local music store to get that Dave Grohl DG335 in, and I'm probably going to be trading that bastard in. I enjoy the guitar. It's a Noel Gallagher signature, but I could give a shit less about Oasis. I mean, I like some of their songs, but I'm not that into Oasis. You know what I'm saying? Just not that into you. Sorry, Oasis. I really just like the color of the guitar, and it's a big hollow body guitar. But now they got the GG335, and I love me some Dave Grohl. Anyway, I brought that and my Fender amp with the pedal board, which was a bit of weight. That might have helped inflame my arm. It wasn't like an insane amount of weight, though. I mean, I lift way more weight at work over and over and over again. So maybe, you know, with my shit not being warmed up and then picking that stuff up, I'm not sure what really drove my arm like over the edge, but it's the worst pain I've had in my arm in at least quite a while. I've had some issues from being a steel worker in my 40s. It's just a thing. Yeah, I went over there with all my gear. I managed to fit that all inside my Mini Cooper, which my pedal board's a good size. I got a lot of pedals, and I just keep adding more fucking pedals, and they don't all fit on the board, but I just managed to cram it all into that pedal board case. That's probably the heaviest part. The amp's got some weight to it, but that pedal board case, when I load it full of shit, like, that's got a lot of weight to it. yeah, I managed to get that all in my car and brought that over there, and then I didn't really start feeling the issues until I'd been playing guitar for a while, and I don't know how long you play guitar over there for a while, but it was for a minute. It was the first time I actually cranked that amp up without headphones. It was I was quite excited for that. I had not experienced the amp, which is the way you should experience a guitar amp, without headphones, but since I share walls with my neighbors here at the penthouse, it's not something I do. I put the headphones on and go to town. Although most of the time I'm playing acoustically with the guitars. I don't know. I go through periods where I'll play the amp like every day, but most of the time I'm playing, I'm just doing it unplugged. But last Saturday, yeah, I got to experience it plugged in, no headphones. Although I did fuck up at first, I was playing through stuff and I was like, man, it sounds so fucking weird. But as I was undoing everything and then plugging it back in, I didn't realize the effects were turned on the amp itself. And I had some weird reverb going on. I was just like, what the fuck? I could tell that it was like reverb, but my brain just doesn't work much anymore. It's just, maybe it's years of welding now. I'm almost 2 years into welding every day at work. And maybe it's just because I'm old and my brain is just turning to mush. But yeah, I left that on, and it took way too long for me to look over and see that the light was on for the effects on the amp, which I don't usually use the effects on the amp. It's usually strictly the pedals on my pedal board that I'm rocking, so that threw me off quite a bit. It was nice to hear that, though. And, yeah, but the other than the injury, I mean, that, maybe I shouldn't be talking about the injury so much. I feel like, I mean, it seems unlikely that anybody from work would listen, but, I mean, I was safe to go to work. I felt pretty confident that, you know, I wasn't going to further injure myself. I mean, I was a little hesitant, though, as, I mean, it was feeling pretty rough. There was a strong chance I would have called in on Tuesday when I did have to return to work. However, I didn't feel that I needed to go to the doc. I mean, I was close. I was like, maybe I should go to urgent care. I mean, I was in quite a bit of pain, but I had full movement of my arm. I could move it every which way. I mean, I could lift things up. It was just mainly lifting my arm up above, like, my chest is where it became a bit of, like, painful. Although shifting with my... shifting in the car feels so great. It's not so bad now. But it's not bothering me a whole lot currently. But it's still, like, an issue. Mainly when I get up in the mornings is when I feel it the most. Monday, man, it hurt really fucking bad. But thankfully, that was the holiday. I was off that day. I was going to change my oil and work on the car, but I skipped that because the arm was bothering me so fucking bad. I completely skipped that. And I still haven't done it. I think I'm going to hold up. I thought about doing it today, although I stayed out late last night, went to the wineries, hanging out with my run peeps, which I wasn't intending on doing, but my good friend Rich messaged me, you got to come out, said friends Mac and Megan were going to be out there. And I was like, oh, fuck, all right, I'll come out for like a couple of drinks. And he messaged me while I was seconds away from passing out because I was taking a nap. I was so tired from work. And yeah, I stayed out at I didn't know the wineries were open. Any of the wineries around here were open that late. I mean, on the sign, it says they're closed at 5:30. Wineries typically, you know, are a day thing you do during the day. This was the Blumenhof Winery over there in Dutzau. And yeah, they're open later than that, on Friday night at least. And then they won't kick you out either. We were the last people there. I don't even think the employees were there anymore. We were just on the outside area, just hanging out. I don't think we left until after like 9. And it was really dark in that parking lot. Trying to get out of there. Anyway, back to my arm. Monday. Digressing into too many paths here in the story. Monday. I really didn't do jack shit. I think I had gone to Schnucks once I found that out they were open because I had forgotten bread. I had to go and get bread. And of course, I had to get a Powerball ticket that day. Had to do my gambling. Still haven't won. Still have not won. And, mainly, I mean, I just laid on my couch and played Final Fantasy VII Rebirth on the old PlayStation there, the PS5. As I iced my fucking shoulder. It's like I'm pretty sure it's the tendon that runs like along where the deltoid is and like meets up with the tricep, like the back of my, well, I guess tricep's the one in the back, but it meets up with the tricep there. It's like a tendon, I think, right in there. I mean, I'm not an expert in anatomy by any stretch of the imagination. But I believe there's a tendon that runs along in there. And I know I was able to push down, find the spot that was really giving me issues, and then push down, and it seemed like it released and felt better. I was able to pick shit up a lot easier without feeling as much pain. But yeah, there was a lot of playing Final Fantasy that day. Well, basically, it was mainly sleeping. I slept most of that day awake. That's the most sleeping I've done in a day in a really long time. And then, I was so nervous, though. I was like, oh, fuck, how am I going to... I was in so much pain Monday. I was like, man, I really don't know that if I'm going to make going to work on Tuesday. Like, had it been a normal Monday and I felt that much pain, there's a strong chance I probably would have called in. And I usually don't call in. That's just not something I really do. And with the way my job's set up now, I mean, I have sick time. Which means, you know, I'd get paid for the day. Which is my main concern about ever calling in. I don't want to lose pay. But the problem is we get production bonuses every day. And if you use sick time or vacation, you get a big zero, big goose egg in the production bonus. You're not getting any production bonus for that day. And that's can be upwards of an extra $80 a day. And I just can't pass up on that. But the real issue was for me not calling in Tuesday. I mean, there was like a 90% chance I would have called in had it not the holiday not screwed everything up, because we got paid for the holiday, which, again, no production bonus for that. That's a big zero. And then had I not gone in Tuesday, even with the using sick time, I wouldn't have gotten paid for the holiday. So I would have been out all kinds of money that I could not afford to lose. So I was like, well, I got to at least try to go in. And man, I'm like, you know, if it feels just horrendous pain, I'm like, man, I might have to leave and I, like, go to the doctor. And I was nervous Tuesday morning. Like when I went in, man, I was like, I knew, I mean, I was definitely trying to pick stuff up. I knew I could pick things up. It didn't feel great, using my arm, but I knew too, because I've had issues with my arm in the past doing this job, and that it was just probably worse than normal. Like, and usually how it works, like, I can just over the course of the day, my arm will loosen up and then I'll be able to, it just gets a lot easier by the end of the day. I figured that was probably going to be the case, that over the course of thrown in the big steel cords, that it would eventually just like loosen up over the day, and I was just hoping we'd have lighter stuff, which thankfully we did have lighter stuff, and I was able to just like pick stuff up mainly with my left arm. But there was the fear though that like, oh, if I pick one of these up, I'm just like waiting for just like sheer pain to just like drop me to my knees when I throw in a cord. I was just like a little paranoid of this. But it was just paranoia. I had gotten my arm nice and loosened up, and I used the icy hot patches, which really, really help out. I got some generic ones on right now from like Walgreens, and they just don't work as good as the official. I mean, I am, it's not a sponsor of the show, but those icy hot patches are pretty awesome. And, definitely helped, keep my arm loose, and feeling better. But yeah, work was, I mean, it didn't feel great at work. It definitely got easier as the week progressed. And but man, I was nervous. Not knowing whether or not I was gonna be able to. I was like, oh fuck, man. Am I gonna have to be out for a couple of weeks? Like, I was really thinking like maybe this could be something that could be really, really screwed up. But I mean, it feels like my arm's doing a lot better. I'm nervous also, like, going more, running more. I've ran a little bit this week, but nowhere near like 30 miles. I'm gonna hopefully run after I finish recording here. But yeah, I don't want to jeopardize my paycheck. That's the big thing. Is gotta stay healthy for that. But my arm, I mean, I was able to pick everything up at work and do my job effectively. Unfortunately, we didn't hit production all or our production bonus, the full production bonus. We only got our full bonus like one of the days. That was Tuesday, too, by the way. Probably my arm hurt the worst. So maybe I need a little bit of pain. We got a little bit the rest of the week, but we never, other than the one day, we didn't have our full numbers. It's a damn shame. Not through lack of effort, though. I feel like I put in a solid effort. I mean, I can always do better. I can always do better. But but yeah, the arm's kind of a drag. I'll get a little issues in my left arm a little bit too. I mean, it's just from like an overuse thing, you know. You do it, you're gonna develop. I'm an old guy. I'm in my 40s, well into my mid 40s, and there's just a lot of pain going on. I'm doing a young man's job. There's a lot of fellas there in their 20s. And I have to laugh at them when they complain about pain. Like, hold my beer, son. Hold my beer. I've been putting my body through some shit for a couple more decades than you. Anyway, yeah. But yeah, I went to the Muffin Man's Saturday. Haven't seen Muffin Man in, it'd been a minute. It'd been a minute, of course. Used to go over there for the podcast every week. So I'd see him every Saturday at least. And, of course, I mean, we used to work together at Magnet. And not always in the same building, though. There was many years where I worked in a separate building, so I didn't see him all that much at work at times. Last couple of years, though, I mean, we worked in the same building, so I saw him, like, pretty much every day, and then I'd go see him on Saturdays. but, yeah, I mean, it's rare that I see him now. We don't work at the same place. I mean, I went back for a month, several months back, where I worked a couple of days a week. But other than that, I mean, it's... Just don't see a whole lot of the man. And it was good to go over there and hang out. And, of course, Shelly was there, my brother, and Nabina. And Muffin Man made some brisket. That was some good stuff. The ribs he had were really good. I really like the ribs. I'm trying to think what other food. Man, this is like a week ago. I just think of meat. I put meat in my mouth. He had made mushrooms. There was all kinds of stuff to choose from. I had bought some potato salad from Schnucks and brought that over. And, yeah. Mainly we just, like, sat around and chatted. I played guitar. Nobody else was, like, interested in that, but I went to... Well, interested in the fact that nobody else came down and, like, Muffin Man, you know, plays a little bit, but he just wasn't feeling it, I guess. I've been trying to get him, like, back into playing more. I'm constantly like, hey, you, anytime we talk, like, you playing at all? I thought he'd be more interested in my Epiphone Riviera. He wasn't. I guess that's what happens when you have a long time girlfriend. You know, it's just those kind of things just aren't important. I mean, I that's not really a girlfriend thing. I don't think that's an issue. I mean, he's just not that into to music at the moment. I've had my moments. There's been plenty of times. Where I went long periods of time without playing, like years. But the last couple of years, though, been going pretty good. His girlfriend, Rebecca, her son, Dominic, was there. He did come downstairs while I was playing, and he's like, "I really dig your guitar skills." I think it's what he said. I tried to get him to play. I was like, "Have you ever played?" And he's like, "No." And I'm like, you want to try? He's like, no, like, damn it. I should have pushed the effort. Like, no, come here. Cause I think you really want to get a kid like interested in playing guitar. I think anybody really, I mean, an electric guitar, a lot easier to, I think, get somebody more jazzed about playing when you got a fully amped up electric guitar. If you just, have him pick it up and just like pluck like an open E string on a fucking amp that's got a lot of gain in there. You got that. And just show him like a basic, you could like easily show him how to chug, you know, if you just mute with your pick hand the string on there and then pluck that open, well, D string on my, the low D, low D string on my Gibson there. I mean, I feel like that would have been mind blowing for him had I let him do that. I should have pushed. I think everybody should, you know, be into music. Music is great. But yeah, maybe. Hopefully at some point I go back over there and play some guitar. But I feel like that would be a good way. Is just to, there's something to be said about the feeling you get from playing and just like having it amped up and just with learning how to properly get a nice chug, which I think if you have the right setup and somebody can just easily show you how to do it, I mean, it's fairly easy to do as long as you got the right pickups, right amount of gain, and just palm muting might be a little hard for a noob to get down. But it's not terribly difficult. I don't know, but I've been palm muting for many years. Maybe it's harder than I remember to learn. But, like, there's so much stuff you can do, like, an electric guitar that's really not that hard to do and that it's just so satisfying to hear that I think learning shit on an acoustic guitar is just, it's harder. I would say it's harder to get sounding good on acoustic. Like, you can kind of cheat it a little bit with an electric. You got enough gain and effects on there. It's, can make, less, more, basically, as, stuff that just doesn't require as much skill, I guess, or practice to sound good. And I just love playing into a jacked up amp. And he's got my old Marshall over there. I've left that over there for many years. And I didn't plug into that, but I really wanted to see what the Fender would do on untethered from my headphones. And it was different. It was so weird. I haven't hooked it back up yet. I mean, I got it in the room back in the guitar room right now, but I haven't even pulled out my effects pedal board and stuff. I don't know. It feels... I've been pretty busy this week. And with the arm situation, I haven't really felt... I haven't played a whole lot of guitar. I've been playing, like, acoustically a little bit, but... Yeah, I just haven't managed to hook all that shit back up. I plan on later today, hopefully getting it all back to where it was. I'll have to change the effects. Like, when you play without headphones compared to playing with headphones, there's a little bit of difference. You need to change your levels on shit. But I took pictures of where I had the settings before I left home. Because knowing that... I didn't end up having to change all that. I figured I should probably make some kind of notation, as I've been living here for almost 3 years. Oh no, it's been 3 years. Holy shit! The 3 year anniversary was last week, and of the penthouse. Holy fuck! I missed it. I missed that whole point last week. I did not bring that up on the podcast at all. It was 3 years last weekend. Or Memorial Day, I guess. Last Monday. It was Memorial Day weekend whenever I moved in here, 2021. It's now 2024. It was 3 years ago. And, yeah, so I've had that shit set up in that room for... almost 3 years. Whereas I didn't have that amp until I... after I moved in here. I'm not sure when I got the amp. I don't think it was quite a year into living here. I feel like I got... I'm thinking now. Agent Mulder probably... You know, I think Agent Mulder might have already been here whenever I got the amp. Not certain. Not certain. I could kind of figure out if I went through my pictures, because I think I took a picture of the amp when I initially got it, like in the box and shit. I want to say the cat was here already. Not certain, though. I mean, he came here the following January after I got the place. So it was basically 6 months after I moved in that Agent Mulder showed up. As I didn't adopt him until February that would have been 2022. Anyway, yeah, I mean, I had a good time over the Muffin Man's, though, hanging out with Shelly and whatnot and the Muffin Man. And we were going to do... we were... supposed to play Mario Kart when we were over there. Dominic was... he was playing a lot of games. And in there, and we were just, like, talking forever. I had a sore throat from talking so damn much. Which is weird. I'm finding myself, because I don't go out a whole lot. I don't talk a whole lot at work either. Like, I don't go out a whole lot, so, like... And then at work, I'm not talking to a whole lot of people. I talk a little bit, but it's hard to hear people in there. And we're, you know, moving and working a lot. We got earplugs in. There's not, like, big, long, drawn-out conversations. So, like, when I do go over to somebody's house or I, you know, go out and about, and it seems like I talk more than I would normally if I was, like, around people and conversing, you know, on a regular basis. I converse a lot with Agent Fox Mulder here. But it's kind of a one-sided conversation. I mean, I know that's got to be a shocker, but his contribution to the conversation is usually just a meow. Although he does meow a lot. There's sometimes different inflection to it, but for the most part, it's pretty much the same meow. As but yeah, I will not shut up sometimes when I'm out and about, as depending on how caffeinated and awake I am, that's a major factor as well. I was pretty tired last night. It took me a while to really get into a groove talking, and I probably should have. Wine doesn't perk me up. It's kind of crazy. What I needed was a Jaeger bomb. That probably wouldn't have been good, because then I would not have shut up. That is back in my day, back in my 20s, when I would go drinking out in my 20s. I would never shut up. And I would do Jaeger bombs quite often. And man, that was, this party's just getting started. That shit was just like straight up fucking jet fuel right into my vein, it seemed. And I would just get amped. Just like, yes, tonight is going to be awesome. There will not be any dead air in my voice in any conversation I have tonight, because I will not shut the fuck up. This night will never end. I've got my wings, and then I've got Jaeger. I got my Jaeger wings. My arms feeling up. Man, it's got the. I've got the generic. I mentioned it earlier. I got the generic, like Icy Hot, it's the Walgreens version, like patch on my arm, but it does have the lidocaine in this, so it's a little bit more hardcore, but I'm feeling the tingle right now. I put it on like right before doing this, so it's still going strong. Now, definitely, it's quite a bit cheaper than the Icy Hot, but I find at work, it just doesn't last nearly as long as the Icy Hot. The Icy Hot, man, seemed to last like all fucking day, and just, I'd say it's definitely worth the extra money getting the Icy Hot. Again, not a sponsor of the show, but I'm feeling the tingle right now. I'm feeling the tingle. I'll be running later, hopefully, getting in some miles. I'm not sure how far yet. It's not going to be double digits. I know that. I haven't made up my mind on how far I want to run. I guess it depends on how late I get out the door. It's more of a time thing. I know I won't be doing over double digits, so I should be able to run pretty much the entire way. I might have to do some walking if I get to some hills and shit, because I'm just not that in shape. I have issues with hills these days. I blame work. It's a big workout. Doing steel work, building steel joists. It's not for the faint of heart, as I do get even a good leg workout, because a lot of, you know, lifting is, I'm lifting metal steel cords. Steel. I'm lifting, I gotta stress the steel. I'm not an Iron Man, I'm Steel Man. I am not Iron Man. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know why I go to say metal and then we're like, no, I got to mention steel. Anyway, putting these big steel cords like over my head. When the lighter ones, it's not that big of a leg workout, but some of those are really heavy. You really got to make sure you're picking up with the legs, man. You're getting a good boost. Over the course of 8 hours, that's wears down the legs, and for whatever reason, makes it to where it's a lot harder to run hills. Because I guess it just wears my legs down so much doing that. And there's just, it's tough going up hills. Tough going up hills. But I think it is, I just need to go out there and do it more and just ease into that kind of distance. As Agent Fox Mulder is getting fed at the moment. Hear the automatic feeder going off. And he was clearly still downstairs, as he did not go running to it. He was already there. He was waiting. He's probably staring at it. He's like, I know you're going to be feeding me. He's probably been doing that the whole time since I've been recording. Just staring right at that feeder. Going back to a segue, let's see, I don't know a good segue here. Back to Final Fantasy VII. As I've played a fair amount of that. I'm still playing the Diablo 4 as well. A little bit of Call of Duty. But the Final Fantasy VII, man, the mini games. There's an insane in the Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. To clarify, which one? Because now there's multiple Final Fantasy VII games out there. The Rebirth is... there's a lot of mini games. And some of them get fucking ridiculous. I've gotten a little bit better at the piano one. Still not like the greatest. I don't like using the joystick to hit the notes. I wish they would have just made it to where it's the regular buttons and have to hit time out and hit that. I don't like using the joystick on that. That's a bit ridiculous. And it doesn't seem like it registers all the time. You hit it in the right direction. Like, it's just kind of a pain. Again, I wish it was the fucking buttons. Why didn't just make it goddamn buttons, not the directions on the joystick? That's a bit ridiculous. The worst, though, has probably got to be the sit-ups. Like, the other night, I ended up waking up late to go to work, and I barely had time to make my lunch before I went to work. I wasn't able to eat a full breakfast because the night before I was playing Final Fantasy VII, and I got stuck trying to finish those fucking sit-ups, man. Which the Final Fantasy VII that came out before Rebirth, the name eludes me, but it was the first time of the remake of the Final Fantasy VII. They had the squat challenge, which was crazy and annoying and stuff, but that was, again, during the time of the pandemic, and I had gotten my hours slashed. I had a lot of free time to be able to do those mini games. I do not have that leeway, and also my job is very taxing physically, as I've mentioned a bunch tonight on this, or today. It's 11:30 a.m. as I'm recording this. I thought I would get the sit-ups down quicker, and I didn't. It took quite a while, and it was pissing me off, but I knew that by playing it and getting good that night, once I get the champion, was it champion's belt or whatever, the big item you get for winning it all, the whole thing. Once I got that, I was gonna stop playing that fucking mini game. Never played again. Agent Fox Mulder saying hi. He's done eating. He's up here meowing and rubbing up against me. He might bite me here soon. I might want to put him in my lap here. Come here, you. Come here. Don't claw me, please. Don't claw me. There he is. He's coming to say hi. It took me way too long to get through to the last stage of the sit-ups, because you got to play through four different people, if I remember correctly. Three or four. And it gets progressively harder. And it is way too difficult to play that mini game. I did not get the champion's belt or the championship belt, whatever the hell it's called. Mulder here is getting a little pissy. He's going to attack my leg. Jumped off my lap. He's now on the floor and looking like he might bite me at any moment. The mini game, though, pretty crazy, annoying. I ended up getting to the final boss, I guess you would say, of the sit-up challenge. And I eventually just gave up, and it was like after midnight. I wake up generally at 4 in the morning. And again, my arm's been bugging me. Though I think I'd taken a nap. And that's what really screwed me. I'd taken a nap and I had slept for way too long, like earlier in the day. Or earlier the night, rather. I ended up sleeping for close to 2 hours or something like that. And then it just made it insanely. I was not tired by the time I was doing that mini games. I mean, if I was really tired, I would have just fucking went to sleep. But I was focused. I was like, God damn it, I got to finish these fucking sit-ups. And I failed it. I failed at it. I mean, I did get to the final guy to have a shot at, like, winning it all. I have not played that game since. The thought of playing that mini game is already like, oh, fuck me. I don't want to spend another 6 hours doing this fucking mini game. But I really want to. I really want to complete it. I need to. It's one of those things you don't have to. I mean, you don't have to do it to beat the game. But it's a good item that you get for it, and I'm a bit of a completionist when it comes to like Final Fantasy VII. I mean, at least the original version, and I think I pretty much 100%ed the. Not the Crisis Core remake, but the other Final Fantasy VII remake game. I got that. I 100%ed that fucker. Again, though, pandemic days. I had a lot more free time. A lot more free time. As I was living it up in the Slapbox bunker at that point. It was before the penthouse. Anywho, that fucking setup minigame can go fuck itself. There's a ton of minigames in that thing. There's one where you play as Red 13, the, I guess you call him dog? I forgot what his species is considered. You get to use him, and there's like you're playing soccer-ish. There's like a big soccer ball, and you're pushing it with the you know dog character, and then you gotta toss it into a goal. That one was kind of hard, but I didn't find it too annoying. There's this little shooter game, mini game where you're shooting targets. It's basically you just need to remember where all of little targets pop up. There's different rounds. If it was just one round, I feel like it'd be a lot easier, less annoying, because the rounds are short. I wish I could just do each round separately and get the score better that way. But having the three rounds makes it harder to get the. I have not gotten the top score on that motherfucker. To get the prize. I don't remember the prize being that great on that one. But yeah, there's some pretty ridiculous mini games in there that'll just fucking break you. I mean, just tear you down. It's like, motherfucker. it's a cool game. I don't know that I'd say it's like the best Final Fantasy game ever. I'm not that into it. I can disappear from it for days and be totally fine and not feel that I've missed out. As yeah, that's pretty much all I got to say about Final Fantasy at the moment. I can't wait to like the game that I want to see. I'm quite curious as to what they've done with is the Chocobo races. And I know there's going to be way more mini games because there's the Gold Saucer area yet for me to hit. So I've still got some surprises coming up for me. As the mini games are not supposed to be, you know, the best part of Final Fantasy VII. It was a lot of it for me, the Final Fantasy VII, the original, the OG, was just getting the like the summons and just building the characters up to where they were just unstoppable in fighting. And that's not, this is just, it just seems like I'm going more, just play more mini games on this one. Which is, I mean, it's fine having some mini games, and it's cool that they developed them so much. But yeah, again, yeah, that's it for the Final Fantasy VII, I think, for the moment. Next week, I might have some more stories about playing some other mini game for 13 hours to fucking win some prize. Hopefully not. It might take me another 13 or 20 hours to beat the damn sit-up mini game, but only time shall tell. I'm thinking, what else did I miss, like, from like the last week that has happened? I guess not much else has transpired. Other than me drinking last night, which I covered at the beginning of the show, is not a whole lot to report. I did get into watching X-Men 97. I know I probably mentioned several weeks back. I watched the first episode, which is all right, but I've gotten more into it. I'm getting close to nearing the end. I'm liking kind of what they did. I was saddened. Spoiler alert. This is a major spoiler alert to X-Men 97. I was surprised and saddened that they killed Gambit. I was a bit surprised by that. I did not expect them to kill Remy LeBeau. Kind of a big character. I mean, like, my two favorite, when I was like hardcore X-Men. I was like in my teenage years. I was into the comic books for several years. And I still got my X-Men comics, all the ones that I collected back then. I've still got them. I mean, I was loving me some fucking X-Men. And I remember I had like two favorite X-Men, I guess, and that was Wolverine and Gambit, Remy LeBeau. I think like every fella like myself at that point in time that was into X-Men was usually like their favorites were Gambit and Wolverine. That was the two biggies. And to see them kill Gambit in the show was a bit surprising. I feel like they're probably bringing him back somehow. It seems like there's going to be a multiverse thing. I haven't finished, of course, every episode of the X-Men 97, but it seems like there's going to be some sort of multiverse issue or something, possibly leading into maybe an Age of Apocalypse sort of situation. Not sure exactly where they're going with it. I did like the Sinister episode. Son of a bitch. Tongue was just getting hung up on episode and putting a toad in there. Maybe he was sneaking in there for X-Men, you know, sneaking in some toad. The Sinister episode where he cloned Jean Grey, and then that was the Jean Grey clone ended up being who Cyclops impregnated and then created Cable. It's been many, many years since I've read any of the comics. I don't remember if that's how it happened in the comic or not. I don't really remember if it was a Jean Grey clone. I know that, Cable was Jean and Scott's son, but I really don't remember if that was a Sinister clone of Jean Grey. It may or may not have been. Something like watching that. I feel like they're going off on their own making sort of stuff. But, I mean, the comics have gone through so many iterations and so many different storylines. I'm only aware of the time of, like, the late 90s, maybe early 2000s, very early 2000s. It was mainly the mid to late 90s that I was into the X-Men comics. I'd say mid to late 90s, primarily. If it came out in that time span, I would probably, maybe even early 90s. I don't remember when I started collecting X-Men comics, but it might have been early 90s. I'm an old dude. If it happened in that time period, basically the 90s X-Men, like I have a better knowledge. If it happened like post maybe 2001, I have no clue. I don't remember what time I stopped. I don't remember what time I officially started. Stopping was probably just whenever I canceled my subscription for X-Men. After Age of Apocalypse, there was a couple of good storylines I remember, but Age of Apocalypse was my favorite X-Men dealio, as that came out in 95. Okay, so that was the height of my X-Men collection. Was back in 95. And went from 95 to 96. And I was just a huge fan of that whole time period. Which I've still got all of I believe I have all of the X-Men Age of Apocalypse comics, which there was quite a few, except for, like, I think one. It was like one I didn't have. Some of them I had that were just like not the individual comics, but it was a collection inside a book. There was a couple of them where I had that. Although one of the comics had gotten stolen. I think I'm missing two, actually, because there was one I had like this really awesome foil cover, and I'm thinking it got stolen at some point. Somebody hit, because like it just straight up disappeared, and it was like the very first, I think, of the Age of Apocalypse. Probably the one that was like worth the most money. But it just straight up disappeared at some point. I have no idea. At that time, I mean, I was living in South Winds. I believe. And I feel like, I don't know. I don't know who would have taken the damn comic. I'm pretty sure it was taken, though. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I just lost it somewhere. I don't know how I would have fucking lost. It was like the best of the best. And of course, I don't know when it went fucking missing. I think I still have that comic like in a collection, in a book that's got several of the X-Men comics in it. But I don't have the foil, the real nice one. It was either the beginning or the last. I want to say it was the first episode or issue of that whole saga. Which was a damn shame. It was a great fucking great comic book. As I'm looking at the artwork, all that stuff. I had all the stuff like leading up to it. Of course, if you're unfamiliar with this saga, it was started when Charles Xavier's son, Legion, goes back in time to kill Magneto and accidentally kills one Charles Xavier. And thus, the butterfly effect happens. And what ends up happening, of course, is Apocalypse takes over the world and turns it basically into like Nazi Germany. Like, what if Nazi Germany won? And like most of the humans are put into camps and shit, and just some brutal shit there. As great series, though, man. Great series. As apparently there was Age of Apocalypse that was later on. I had the original Age of Apocalypse, but apparently there was some in 2005, which by that point I was out of X-Men. The art on this doesn't look as... I'm not digging the art in the 2005 one. It's cool that they went back to it. I love this art from the ones from 95 and 96 here. That shit's pretty dope. I don't remember the name of the artist, unfortunately. There were some good ones, though. It had... I don't know. I just... I guess I have nostalgia for that time period. Is there was just some great shit. As I don't think it would maybe transfer well to a movie. Some of these characters and everything that are in it, like Onslaught, or not Onslaught, that's what Xavier became Onslaught later on, which I've heard, like, maybe they're doing an X-Men 97, maybe it's in the last episode, I'm not sure. But of course, Xavier turning into an enemy after dying. After the Age of Apocalypse happens, he comes back as Onslaught. Xavier does. If I remember how that worked, I've got the Onslaught comics too. At least the initial ones. I'm quite curious now. I mean, we've only got a couple of weeks before Deadpool Wolverine comes out. Or Wolverine Deadpool, whatever the fucking name of it is. And I know we're going to have some X-Men in it. And it's putting them in the MCU now. I'm excited to see where they go with the mutants in the MCU. For the most part, I'm not crazy with what happened with the X-Men movies. I mean, they get entertaining, sure, but I mean, I never felt that it was that great as far as like a good representation of like the comic and what X-Men could be. Logan was awesome. That was probably the best of the best of all those films. Logan was fantastic. That one was the best of the best of any of the movies with the mutants. I mean, Deadpool's great, but Logan. Logan! She's your daughter, Logan! And, I mean, there was some great casting decisions, mainly with, I mean, Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. And Patrick Stewart as Professor Charles Xavier. I mean, I don't think we'll ever see a better Charles Xavier on screen. Or Wolverine. Even though, I mean, Hugh Jackman is huge and he's jacked, man. Whereas Wolverine is supposed to be like a small, ferocious animal. The comic, he's very small. Very small. Jacked, sure. He's a man. He's Jackman. But he's supposed to be very, very tiny, very small. That's the only thing I can say against like Hugh Jackman is that he's just a bit too big. Too large of a man. He's got the muscles right. But he's awfully tall for a Wolverine. I did see a video on YouTube where they had made it to where Danny DeVito was Wolverine. That was pretty epic. I did enjoy that. Anyway, it was, I mean, there was a couple X-Men movies that was all right. Most of them were just a massive disappointment. The X-Men First Class, that one I thought was decent. Still, just like I feel like they can do a much better job on screen with the X-Men. Whereas, you know, superhero movies in general, early days, they were shit. They were real shit. There was a Spider-Man movie, like I'm talking pre-Sam Raimi. There was one, I don't remember what year it was made. It was poorly done. You look at the original, you know, I love Christopher Reeves as Superman, but those movies, they're pretty bad. They're pretty bad. The first one's like the best of the bunch. but they're pretty rough movies. They're pretty ridiculous. But that was, you know, one of the better ones at that period of time. Early superhero movies, not great. Not great. You know, the first real, I mean, the Christopher Reeve one was probably the first of the big, like, superhero movies. And, you know, they weren't, the sequels were pretty terrible. However, you know, the first big one for me, I remember, I mean, I was really young when the original Superman movies came out. I mean, I was super fucking young. So my recollection of that's them coming out isn't that great. I don't have that big of a memory of it. However, the Michael Keaton Batman, Tim Burton's Batman, I mean, that was huge. And it was a great fucking movie. And I really loved Batman Returns. Although there was a lot of people that were upset, parents that were upset that it was too dark for a kid's movie. But he's the Dark fucking Knight, motherfuckers. And, but really, I mean, Iron Man was the game changer. There was a lot of Marvel movies out before Iron Man. And I mean, the X-Men started before Iron Man. And, hell, the Spider-Man movies with the Sam Raimi, they're not bad. They're not horrible movies. But Iron Man was a game changer, and Kevin Feige has done so much better with like the Marvel stuff. As I mean, the Fantastic Four was out before that. That was bad. They were not great films. But I gotta say, I mean, I'm optimistic of what could happen with the X-Men here in. The new movies coming out. So we'll see what happens. But that's pretty much all I've got for today. So as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.